Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Yes, makes a change. This is a live pod. Well, it's not live.
It's never been live. What we should do, actually, is make it a live pod. Go on Twitter. You can do that Twitter Spaces thing or whatever. I don't know how to do it, but maybe we ought to do that one day. Get people on.
Should there be hordes lining up to listen to that? No, we are face to face. We're literally face to face.
Well, we're a bit close. It's a bit Smith and Jones, isn't it?
Yeah. And we are in that there London. We're going to an away game.
It's been
a while, hasn't it?
It has been a long time actually. When was the last one?
I did Chelsea, but not with you. Yeah, I think it was Arsenal.
We did mainly come to London.
Yeah, we thought chance of a new ground and a bit of a day out. You know, see some sights, and here we are at another Wetherspoon.
Yeah, it's the only places that are open early enough. Like, London's supposed to be a 24-hour city, and like pubs don't open till 11, 12 o'clock. Pathetic.
So what we've done is we got our usual stupidly early train. And could have stayed in bed and come later, but we got off at
different beds, I might add.
Yeah, different beds. Got off at Richmond, and we just had a little wandering to Twickenham, and we're now at this. Is it Sir William Webb Ellis?
Sir William Webb Ellis, the man with the strange shaped ball.
Looking at various pictures of rugby stadium.
Yeah,
but it's done a job. We've had a breakfast and a very very cheap drink.
Yes,
we called Tim Martin.
He's a dickhead, isn't he? If you're listening to him,
but you do a nice, reasonable breakfast. You're open early, and you do. I mean, you've got. I mean, I had to go to the bar and I asked for. Can I have one of your naked ladies?
Yeah, which obviously, once I saw it was on, and I knew you were having to order. That's the main reason I picked it, for your embarrassment. But I've not had a drink yet. It could be absolutely horrendous. Let me have
two,
a go.
What? How much was it? £2.
A lot of the ales in here are like £2.70, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, I've gone for a pint of Corona Extra, which has got
a bit of a lime in the top, like some sort of.
Well, I just thought it's quite a hot day.
It's not that hot, yeah. It's going to be quite warm, I think.
But if you are listening before the game and you're living in London, I wouldn't wear a coat.
Don't wear a coat. Hashtag coat or no coat is an easy no coat. Although you texted me last night and went, oh, I'm going to have to take a coat. I said, do not take a coat. Yeah. I've seen the forecast, don't.
The main reason for a coat was just to carry stuff in that phone charger and that, because you otherwise look a bit like.
Twat.
What's it called? A cowboy.
Cowboy?
A cowboy.
Prince Abdullah?
No. There we go. Oh, controversial. Rogers.
Neil Rogers. Very niche joke for the three people who listen to this who know him.
It was a cowboy.
Oh, Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers, I couldn't think of his first name. Rogers. Buck Rogers. And you like, looks like your pockets are like bumped up, doesn't it? Sort of thing. But I haven't got guns. I've got a phone charger, a wallet, and.
You need your minimalistic headphones. Wallet like me.
So what I've done, I've gone t shirt with a. What can only be described as a Joe Elliott.
I will be pouring some sugar on you later. It's very, very double denim setup you've got on.
I've got black
today.
Jeans, though. Same coloured jeans.
Which does put you more in that sort of soft metal, middle of the road rock bracket than if you'd have gone proper blue double denim, you'd have been more goth. I would say Garth Crooks then. Garth Brooks, is it? The country singer, so.
You still employ Garth Crooks on BBC to do like prediction things.
They still do them teams at Wii where he just picks any old shit.
But you're wearing, because it's important, you know, what we're drinking, what we're wearing. You're wearing a Czech shirt, which is not bad. I don't think I've seen that one before. That new one?
Yeah, £8 from Sainsbury's the other day.
I've not, because normally I would say you're reds and maroons.
Yeah,
and
I've got a bit grey.
For the listener, it's sort of green, greeny, yellowy, grey. Yeah. Yes, I like that, it's nice.
Thank you.
But the weather, there's a little bit of a breeze in the air, so I wouldn't go just T-shirt or polo. I'd have a long sleeve.
Well, my sleeves are down now, I think, in. So half an hour when we're walking down the street, sleeves might be starting to come up. So I'll keep you appraised of my sleeve situation.
We're not sure where we're going to go next. We don't research these trips with a great deal of thought. We just get here and say where we're going, and then just pile on a tube somewhere. But
yeah, so Richmond is nice, but we've walked away from it. So, but I did put into Google Maps brewery, and there's two or three sort of. Them same old brewery places that we go to, so we'll be heading to one of them.
We might head to Richmond after and go and have a drink by the river, and then just wander up to to Brentford.
It's like you're giving clues in case anyone wants to stalk us. If you're going to be around Richmond in an hour, you might see us.
Giving them cues. We're not going
to the gardens now.
You ever been there?
Kew Gardens? I don't think so. Have you?
No.
Lovely conversation. Glad we had it.
I wonder what, like, you'd have to be into that sort of stuff, wouldn't you?
Into gardens.
Into gardens, into plants, into flowers. But I can't, art galleries. Like, Kate'd quite like that. She gardens and stuff, and got a lot of it. But whenever I go to art galleries, my main aim is to get in and out as quick as I can. Find the coffee shop at the end. And we've been to some, like, amazing art galleries. We've been to, like, you know, Met in New York and some of them Italian ones.
Well, that one in Florence, literally.
Oh, yeah, you're in and out.
We purposely left it till the last half hour at day, went in, got a photo of David's car, back out again.
Yeah, there's nothing else in there, is
not
there?
Not much,
there?
No.
But they charge you quite a lot for not very much, as you can see.
Exactly, yeah. It must have been cold when it was being sculpted. But you walk past it at midday, because Florence isn't that big, is it? No. You walk past it at midday and see queues snaking around the block. Travel tips.
We paid in advance.
Go last half hour at day. Yeah. I think it might even be a little cheaper as well for last hour. I might have made that up. But either way, you only need half an hour.
Dropping lime in my Corona. I've had a nightmare.
Digging in. He's just pulled out his foaming lime.
So here we are. That's it. Yep. I don't know what we're going to do after the game. Probably
drown our sorrows.
Yeah. But it's nice to go to a London game. We used to do it a lot more. When we were younger, and we used to drink more and be sillier. But now we're sensible. We're grown, as you can tell by our podcast.
Oh,
we're
very sensible,
mature individuals, family men, very much. And today I still got the usual message from the wife: don't get too drunk.
Yeah,
and I just said, I won't.
You lied, in other words.
Although our first sip of beer is.
Yeah, nearly 11 o'clock.
Yeah. We used to be.
10 to 10.
It was like when I got the train from Sheffield, there were a fair few Blades and some Chesterfield fans got on there playing at Wealdstone. But they were like crazy. So, like, they had a 24-pack of a Carlin and a 12-pack of Stella, or the other way around. Like, how are you going to drink that?
That's also a bit of a weird mix. Why would you have, like, the strong... Although it's less strong now, I think. I think they've been stealth dropping percentage from Stella. But either way, you've got your cooking beer with Carlin. And then you've got
your... Wife beater.
So it's like... Unless,
is that what they used to call it?
Wife beater, yeah.
What a great advert for it.
Maybe, thing is, I'm sure it used to be 5.2%. I'm sure it's under 5 now. So it's more like wife stern telling off now, I think, probably.
But I just had a coffee, and you joined me at Leicester. Did you normal? Got off the train you could have stayed on.
Got off a train going to London. Got back on a train going to London.
Yeah. And joined me giving some travel advice to a lovely couple of friends who were reading guidebooks to Lisbon, so I just told them where to go and what to do. And then you did the same.
Very rude, told them where to go. And then got on and just gave them some further travel tips. So, yeah, if Tufty's travel tips, if ever you're going anywhere you need to know, you need to know, where toilets are, when to go into museums, stuff like that.
I mean, because we're recording onto a phone, you normally have, like, your phone up and you look at, and you normally empty our nutsack about this point
of
the day.
Yeah.
But, we haven't really looked at that, so. But what we should say is we did have an amazing tweet
last night.
From...
Adam Follett, he's popular local musician Adam Follett. He's been in a few bands. In fact, I think he's in that Sheffield Beatles project. So what he ought to do, really, is take the time to write and record a real theme tune. But what he's done is done the lazy option of telling AI to write and record a Tufty Club theme tune. And the results only can be described as astounding.
Yeah, well, I mean, we will play it. It's not going to be our theme tune because...
It goes on too long.
We'd be too cool for that. But we will play it.
I think we will tag it on to the start of the next one and have it as actual theme tune.
So,
but it is brilliant. And we've retweeted it. So look on our Twitter timeline, because it's still called Twitter. But people talking. Get off phone. We're recording here.
I mean, you professional podcasters, all these Sheffield United ones getting recording studios and the like, and we're here in a dirty Witherspoon trying to shout louder than
someone having a stupid conversation.
But we'll stick out. I hope this will be better than Roy's internet. Yeah, that Blaze Pod, like Norman Collier.
Don't listen to quote another popular social media person. And I say another. But that's implying we are Blades Pod.
Well, I had living with Maglion on the way down. That certainly wakes you up. Roy and Liam's booming voices
shouting at each
other. 6 a.m. shouting about the royal family. But no, very good. If you haven't already, get on that and vote for who you like.
The votes are still going, aren't they?
Yeah,
Living with Maglion World Cup of I'm going to say crisps then. Sitcoms. Clearly not sitcoms. While we're talking about votes, though, you in your usual I'm on school holidays, I'm just going to tweet in spree. You do it in bursts, don't you? You're like half term, you'll summon tweet 30,000 times in a week, and then nothing for 6 weeks.
I've got time on my hands when I'm on holiday. So yeah, I put a tweet out just to see. You know, I was intrigued to see whose Betis impression people preferred, and it seems. I mean, I did think you would win because you do a better impression.
I don't know if I do.
No, you do. You sound more like him, and you nail it more than I do. You are a better.
I nail Betis.
You nail Betis better than I've ever could wish to. And you are. I think you are a better impressionist than me.
Rory Bremner.
I would say if there were people, you know. Sort of, like if we were both on X Factor, I think I'd be buzzed out early. I'm not sure. Imagine doing Betty's impression.
Cal were going, I just don't know who that is. Well, not many people would, Simon.
Yeah, just alternating between Betty's and Gage seamlessly for like, 10 minutes.
Like, it seemed like you were doing the same person, but one just a bit quieter than the other.
But and it seems like you are winning as predicted. I'm currently losing to...
Nobody. Literally none of the above. Although, loads of people, like 25% of the vote out of about 200 votes so far is none of the above.
Yeah.
Well, what do you prefer then? No Betis at all?
They just don't like our podcast. They don't like us.
Well, that's fine, but I want the do you just not, is it us or is it Betis you don't like or both? Maybe that's the next poll. Do you hate us, Betis or both? There's no option for neither.
Speaking of Gage, the thing about iFollow not being in operation, actually, does that mean there won't be like SUFT?
Well, I'd said on that, but yet another bad thing about going down is SUTV will come back, but apparently not.
Well, I don't know what they're doing because they're not having games at 3 o'clock, but Sky's coming against, they're not having iFollow. So are we not going to be able to, is there not going to be feeds we can watch at 3 o'clock?
I know there'll be something somewhere, surely.
Yeah.
That guy who runs
them
feeds.
Let us know if you've got an illegal feed in the works for next season when we're back in the championship. It's been another quiet week at S-2, as people are calling it. Do you see Matt Fitzpatrick got -2 in his first round?
Yeah, he did. He's keeping it real.
But we will discuss the games a little bit because there's a couple of games last time, but I think it were Zach had come back and there's a big news story developed. He'd see the Radio Sheffield had tweeted some, hadn't they? And that were about
because really news story coming soon.
Big news story. Yeah. So straight away, how stupid am I? Like I'm like takeover.
Why did you go positive?
Takeover. It's got to be a take. Like what else is going to be? But when he says big news story, I don't know why. Despite years and years, and I'm quite a negative, dour person, I thought he'd be positive. Big news story. In my head, think, well, there's something positive coming out.
Whereas I thought, what we've done now.
and you were absolutely right. And then
I wasn't right. It's what we'd already done.
But Zach said it to me, and I thought I genuinely thought he was making it up. He went, we've got a points deduction. And I went, yeah, good one. What is it? And he went, no, Dad. Like, he went really serious. Like someone had died. He went, we've got a points deduction. And I was like, well, I said, well, it doesn't matter. We're down anyway. They can lop off as many. He went, no, we're getting it. Like, you know what? And then, then it dawned on me that,
Which, in all honesty, you've got that. I think you have got a list of things we've done wrong.
This is what people have speculated.
This list is massive. We have got off lightly. We've massively got off lightly.
In fact, we were 550 days late in total for 4 late player payments. So it's basically every player we signed. We only signed 2 players for cash, I believe, up to obviously this summer, which was at Anil and Brewster going back like a way back, and then the others were loans. So I think someone had said that basically, let me just find it. So we missed payments of $1,750,000 and $3.75 million, and that was for Brewster. So it's like, you know, £5 million. And then another $2 million for Armour Hossage, half of the fee we were meant to pay. And then another, I mean, these are ridiculous, $143,000 possibly to Cadre for loan. And then $62,000 and a half for Clark. And then another one, like random player, $900,000. But it's with Euro, so people are saying it might be another payment for Berg. So basically anyone we've bought or loaned, we've not paid for.
Yeah, we are pathetic. We've got minus 2 points for acting like absolute wankers over a protracted period, a long time. Yeah. And it's just...
There's no excuses.
It's ethically shit. Because some businesses, I know it's to all the football clubs,
but we didn't pay our bills last year.
We didn't pay gas bill, did we? It's like, so there's possibly, we're possibly like ordering fruit and veg from bloke down the road and not paying him.
And I don't get this, like people saying, but look at Man City, look at these clubs, look at, and then someone said, but what about them teams that haven't paid us because we couldn't pay other people? And it's like, well, like that's you're missing the point. And all this about, like, I mean, we just said it, like they're very lucky to only get minus 2 points. It should be more. Whatever they talk about other clubs and stuff, that's not the point of me. And all this, it's minus 2 points, it doesn't matter. And we ended up getting promoted. So, like, the trade-off of the money we've made and blah, blah, blah. United, to me, could have paid that money. It's not like they couldn't have paid the money. And if they're turning around and saying, well, they didn't have the money to pay it, then why not? Because there's something seriously going wrong.
Yep.
If they couldn't, after they've had three out of the last five, all right, they weren't up at that stage in the Premier League. Or was he just waiting for this takeover? It's just terrible mismanagement of finances on whatever level by the owner. And, you know, it's not about losing 2 points and all that won't affect us next year. It's about the fact that we are not being run properly. We're being run like an amateur outfit.
Yep.
And people have seen since saying, oh, it'll not happen again. Like, well, why not? Because we've been in administration, we've failed to make payments. And the only thing I can kind of see is, but this is a wider amount of football, is it should have been done last season.
Yeah.
And it should be done, Neville's always going about real-time accounting, but these things should be done quicker. There should be a better system. Things should be happening like a year after it's
happened. They nearly got a year, though, because they obviously couldn't investigate it in time to take the points off the last time we're in Championship. So they knew they had a year. They're like, oh, they're in Premier League for a year.
I'll be honest. I mean, this goes back to West Ham. We should have stayed instead of West Ham last. We should, probably shouldn't have gone up. If you're one of those teams, rival teams, you're like, well, they're taking the piss these. They bought a player like Armour Hodgson they couldn't afford to pay for.
Yeah.
You know, they might not have gone up with him if Berg had gone in January, because they had to sell him to
raise funds to pay
for him.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse for United. All this crap people are saying about, you know, having got the Football League. No, it's on us. We've fucked up big time. And there's no defence. There's no defence of the owner. And all this, well, they've played a blinder because they've gambled to get promoted and the money they've made now. Yeah, that might be right. But we still cheated it's still a terrible look for any business.
We've cheated in football terms. It's ethically bad in terms of not paying bills to people. And the fact that we've probably spunked a shitload of money on this good lawyer to get out of it, we probably owe him now. And we're going to have to sell players to sell him.
Pepe DiMarco, as Roy said. And the other sense is the timing of it all as well. United, and they're not going to say anything. And I've seen all this, it's good that they didn't like release it and they kept it under wraps and stuff, because it'd have been a bit of a shit show if people had found out about it. But like the fact they put season tickets on sale just like a couple of weeks, I'm not saying people wouldn't have bought
mugs like you that bought straight away. Yeah. Whereas
look at you now.
If you'd have made Betty sweat like me, you've got the choice. Yeah.
Bloody hell, Webster's not bloody renewed. We're going to put the 2 points on. He's not going to come back.
And that, readers, is why he's losing the vote.
I always
call you readers. You're listening, aren't you? Unless Spotify does this now, doesn't it? It actually transcribes it.
God.
I looked at it for the last one, the last pod, and it basically got all the first words wrong. So I can't imagine it's great.
But yeah, I mean, it just sums it up again, doesn't it? Like, you always know something's going to be around the corner with United. It's been the same in history. It's not, you know, we can go in at the own. And I get he hasn't got any money. I understand he wants out, blah, blah, blah. But he's still ultimately in charge. He's still running our business. And we've made some horrific decisions. I mean, on and off the field, you look at it outwardly as a neutral football fan, you just think, what the hell's going on there? You know, we can dress it up as whatever and all financially now. We've got all these, you know, but it just looks bad. And again, say we don't go up in a year or in 2 years, then what's going to happen in terms of management of the club if he's still there?
What pisses me off is, and this has been touched on before, I've not heard any other podcasts for a while, but maybe it's been mentioned. It seems to be a lot of people that are more of a fan of the Prince than they are of the club that are defending decisions and things like that. And that's all well and good, but as you say, outside looking in, and what I was going to say, those people keep saying, last 5 years, three seasons being in the Premier League. But even that's pathetic, because outside looking in, you look at two of those seasons were an utter embarrassment. We were like possibly the worst clubs. We've only just overcome being as shit as last time, I would say, you know, by the upturn in form recently. We've just sort of squeaked past that badness. And then all the financial mismanagement and the cock-ups and the off-the-field stuff that's happened in that 5 years as well, it's just a shambles.
I mean, play devil's advocate again, and the argument is, well, United have never had any success in the last, you know, 100 years, so actually what we've done over the last few years, even by being crap in the Premier League, is better than, you know, compared to Wednesday and all that. But like, is that good enough just to kind of say, well, we've always been a bit shit, so be thankful for what you've had, like, sort of thing. I don't like that mentality, because it's almost just accepting mediocrity, and I don't think it's big-headed. It's not like kind of being entitled, asking for more. When you look at clubs like your Brightons and your Brentfords and your Leicesters and your Wolves, you know, I don't think it's bad to kind of strive to be better. I think it's more kind of negative, and it's that inward thing. It's like the thing about recruiting, all that we talked about last time with Hoyland and people. It's not a criticism of him, but like, we need to be better. We need to aim to. And this, well, we've never had any money. We've never been any good. So just be grateful for what you look what we were like when we're in league. That's not, don't mean we should accept it.
No, it's just galling as well that we. I don't want to keep harking back to the bungled transfer and not giving us a chance in August, but, and we'll get onto the games in a bit, but the last sort of four games is what we should have been like all season. And you mentioned it on the train coming up. I said I've been really enjoying the last few games. You said this is what it should have been like all season.
Battling, and
it
should have. And some surprise results, a lot of defeats.
But we didn't give ourselves a chance, and that was all through the ownership. We should have been where we are now.
Yeah. I don't know, and I get some of the arguments around, if you look at it from a business point of view, the fact that I don't think it's as straightforward as, we didn't pay that money off because we needed to keep the money back to not sell Berg and Endai, and then we get promoted, and then we make the money. To me, it just looks bad, and I don't think there's much more to say on the matter.
If we put the gas bill off by a month, we can pay 20p off Rady Cadre's land. That seems like what it's been like.
And then now, the getting the training, built, you know, a new training ground, the hotel. It's like, well, I don't know. It doesn't look good. Right? If you're not Sheffield United fan, you're looking at it as a, you know, an independent. You just think, well, that's crap.
What I will say is, I'm a massive hypocrite, because at the end of last season, as we went up, I said probably the correct thing to do right now is take the money and run. Don't invest too much.
Yeah.
See what we do in Premier League first few months or whatever, but kind of expect to be coming back down and just pocket the money effectively, which is kind of what we've done. But what I wasn't expecting to do on top of that is sell players, and that's for me what the disappointment. Yeah. And people say that we had to sell them because they wanted to go. Well, no, we didn't. I don't want to get into all that again.
But again, it's that thing about, well, we want to sell, and I know you get more money for Bergen and their assets, but then we're running down all these other contracts like McVerney and Bolton.
You end up in the same
Egan.
Situation.
Like, why didn't we sell them in the summer if we were going to?
Plus the replacements. One's going back straight away for a break even. There's no gain there. The others, we might end up one day making something on Hamer.
Yeah,
but
he's
going to
be
not.
Only one
probably
who you
not.
Would, out of the signings that come in, you think he's going to be part of our future move forward. All the rest are either not good enough or they're going to move on. But there's a lot of football in this chat.
Football finances, not enough shit in yet, is there? But we'll get there.
I was going to say, they should leave that to Thingy Maguire.
Harry Maguire. No, Kieran Maguire. Kieran Maguire.
Who's the singer? Singer on EastEnders. Kieran Maguire, weren't they?
Oh, Sean Maguire.
Sean Maguire.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, I've just told his name.
They had that period where they were numbering like EastEnders. Who did like a
They weren't good enough at acting. They weren't good enough at singing
Michelle
either.
Gale.
Michelle Gale, yeah. Sweetness.
What's his face? The original one in the mid-80s. My brain's gone mush.
Nick Berry.
Nick Berry. Every loose wins, which should be about United.
That should be our theme tune.
Trying to think of some others.
There's been a few. Shane Ritchie.
Didn't Tisha Dean do some stuff as well?
One of them actually sang EastEnders theme tune, didn't they? Might have been...
Martin McCutcheon, famously.
Ah, yeah. Very famously.
Right, tell us your... we'll just focus on EastEnders for this edition, because then we can do Curry next time. So, we should... anything else off the field, apart from losing 2 points, which is quite a significant news story?
If in case anyone were worried about me going for my Wellman check, it came back and my cholesterol's actually gone down despite a year of sitting around doing nothing and eating lots of biscuits. So there's a lifestyle choice for you all.
Congratulations. I haven't been for a check. I just keep running and
get one in. Drinking. Once you're over 40, every 5 years, you can have. They basically tell you your percentage. I forgot they did this. They do your blood pressure.
When you're gonna die.
Yeah, pretty much. They do your blood pressure and your weight, and they ask you some lifestyle choice questions.
It's a bit gloomy.
They type it all in, they take some blood, and then they say, right, currently, your blood hasn't come back yet, but currently your percentage chance of dying of heart disease in the next few years is 2.3. Oh, okay. That's quite good. Anything above 10%, we have to refer you. But depending on your blood test results, it'll come down. Your final result will come down. But I think mine will come down, but I've not got a final result yet.
I don't know. I don't know whether I want to know. I quite like there's some jeopardy to it, isn't there? Mm. So,
write in and tell us your percentage chance of dying in the next few years.
Yeah, I'll do a poll. Who's going to die first? Me, Wendon, Betty.
Or none of the above.
None of the above. We signed some young players. We signed Faxon.
Faxon.
Apparently he's a good young goalie, but yeah, it's a brilliant name.
It genuinely reads as if we brought someone through youth ranks to remind Betis what to do on deadline day.
Oh, bloody hell. Journey off again, Faxon.
We got your bloody player. Well, he's telling himself. Faxon, just read the team sheet.
The 2 games since we last... we last recorded Liverpool away. See that one?
Yes.
At the game.
Oh, of course not. No.
Yeah, it was Thursday night, and we'll be really brief. But I thought we did all right in that.
Yeah.
Considering they had the record about possession for any Premier League team in history, we did all right. 83%.
Yeah. Good start, that, isn't it?
It didn't feel like that though in the game. It felt like they had loads of ball. I felt there's been other games where teams seem to have had more possession.
You know what it is? It's because they are so surprised at how... Don't get me wrong, there was quite a bit of pressing up from Hamer press as well. McBurney does when he's in. But I think probably they get possession at the back, and then they start passing it around. They don't realise we're like 30 yard off.
They've
passed it around a few times and then gone, we should have gone forward.
But you know, like, they must... Is that done by, like... computer man, as one calls it, or would somebody be literally pressing a button when the team has possession? How do you think? Because it looks to me like they always seem to be like BBC 65-35.
I think there's 2 ways of calculating it from what I remember reading a while ago. One of them is literally when one team's got it, they press a button, and then when the other team's got it, they press it again. So it's like just like a chess computer. But then the other way is just counting passes,
like clicker.
Yeah, which doesn't give you an accurate representation,
it's a bit
really.
It's a boring job, that, isn't it? It's up there with that man that we saw as we came in St Pancras this morning, and this is the sort of talk about. So we came in St Pancras, said, nip to the loo. We got a bit of a train journey down to Richmond, and people know there's those free toilets as you come into St Pancras. You go down the escalator and you turn right. But there was a man whose job was basically to tell you when you could have a piss.
Effectively, so we got in and there was a queue. I was like, fucking queue. But then obviously what it was, quite a few people were needing a sit down. So I told you we'd get onto shitting eventually. So the queue, but you could jump the queue.
What they should have done is brought nappies. They'd have been absolutely fine.
Well, they'd had to bring by the actual adult ones, because the way I had to do it with a baby one just doesn't bear talking about yet again. I think you can, yeah.
Not specialists.
Well, let's have a look. Listeners, write in if you've ever worn an adult nappy. Actually, don't, we don't want to know.
Don't send us any pictures, please.
Yeah, so if you're partway down the queue, yeah. Or, you know, even whatever, if the bloke with his infamous, now infamous chant of, he couldn't even say it properly.
Yeah. Uri Einel.
Uri Einel. Uri Einel. Uri Einel. Uri Einel. What?
And he was pointing to where there was a free urinal was, and you had to go to where he said. Well, there was no kind of, I don't fancy that one.
He weren't even telling you when to piss, he was telling you exactly where to piss as well.
Put you off as you were stood there, and you could hear him bellowing next to you, urinal, urinal.
But, I mean, so no matter how bad your job is this coming week, just spare a thought for that man whose job is literally to shout pisser at people.
I mean, Bedford, he just gone. Piss. I should realise I'm shouting a bit loudly.
Shouting piss. I was saying to Pat Phillipsfield, there's two other tables occupied near us. So
anyway. So we did all right, Liverpool. We were in the game. I don't think we were under too much pressure. They'd had a couple. I think keeper had shown his. He'd done a. that noise he just did is the sort of. Well, that reminds me of him. And you did the same sort of gormless face before.
That's just my face.
And he'd sort of. It fisted one straight to them that Salah whipped round. But like, we'd done all right. We were in the game. We'd obviously had. We shouldn't. I sent a message to you because I don't know whether you should be 2-0 up. Like after 30 seconds.
Yeah, that
which weren't ridiculous.
That McAtee chance was easier to score than miss.
We set something up from a long throw there.
Yeah. Flick so on back post.
But as soon as we missed them two, it was like that's as close as we're going to get all game, which weren't too far off. But we're in the game, and then like. They played it in back on the goal. It's about half an hour, was it?
About that, yeah.
And like, I could see it happen. You know, when like he got it and he sort of moved two ways, didn't he? And he was clearly trying to. He's trying to. They've been told, "Oh, Wes, don't kick it out to players. Like you're a goalies these days, the footballer."
Yeah, sweet
and he took two or three, and you could see that Nunes closing it. And he's after it.
and he had probably longer than that. He had ages, but. And I've seen people, it's centre-half's fault for not dropping and giving an option. Well, it's not. It's his fault for realising centre-half's haven't dropped and then going, you know what, I need to probably just kick
and
this.
And boiting it against his centre-forward, right? Like, he could have kicked it wide of him. And it showed. And what made me laugh is people said, oh, that was nice. All the players giving him a little dab after, not a dib dab, but giving him a little
sherbet fancy.
Yeah. But I'd have been, like, fuming.
Yeah, I'd have said, what are you playing at, you idiot?
So that was not great playing.
And that's what pisses me off about... Just him. I never saw the need, unless we were going to buy a top-class proven goalkeeper, to be replacing Wes. There's bigger problems.
He played poorly. I think there was an argument we had to change the keeper, I would say, at the time.
Couldn't put facts on. Whatever, he probably did need a shake-up in hindsight. You know, even in hindsight. At the time, and even now, he probably did need
someone better.
Someone better would have been a good idea, but not even that. Just the fact that one of the things was, we need a keeper who can kick it really well. And that's what we've got now. He's really good with his feet, this guy. And I've seen nothing,
no evidence. Well, he's rubbish with his feet, but he's even worse with his hands. That's probably a bigger worry for me. You know, you're a goalkeeper, your primary aim is to save shots. And I think it were Blaise Podder said in, like, his stats, like, it's not even like he's letting those goals in, he's letting goals in that are, like, savable goals, really? Like, on the metrics and stuff.
Thing is, a lot of people have been defending him until this past week, and I don't want to get all I told you so, but from game one I've said he's shit, he's worse than
I think I said dodgy, I said he looks a bit dodgy, he don't convince me. I've now gone from don't convince me to...
Worries me.
I've just gone, he's dog shit.
He's white. There is not one thing he does better than Wes. Apart from look gormless, like you said. I can't, name me one attribute that he's got that is better than Wes, apart from gormlessness.
Well, gels his hair back quite nice.
He does gel his hair back, I suppose. What should have been set alarm bells ringing is, remember when Roy did his view from?
Yeah.
Remember the photo he used a bit? He's diving full length, garbage. Diving full length, ball's obviously... Probably going past him, but it's up near his hand. His hand's right. I'm doing like a Superman pose for people who can't see me, which is all of you, apart from the dead bat. And so obviously the ball's up way out ahead of him. What's it? He's staring straight at the camera. It's like he's not even looking where the ball's going. And straight away, that should be alarm bells ringing.
But we've been pronouncing his name wrong. Bash did Sky Sports News that game. Apparently, he was the worst pundit ever. Grab your itch. He can't grab a ball. Never mind grabbing his itch. But so 1-0 down. Got into half time and did have a couple more chances, but you're kind of all right with that. And then second half, they took their eye off it a bit, and we played well for like 15-20 minutes. Like even before goal, we sort of attacked a bit. We pressed them more because I thought we still sat off first half, even though we'd done all right, kept positions, and then had a really good spell. We had a couple of like sort of decent moves. And then the goal was, you know, Maxi, I don't think he had a great game, but he did really, like, good ball from Hamer, and then he slowed it down. What's he doing here? Like, sort of almost like, because I thought game had stopped.
Yeah.
And then, but a really good cross, and I don't know, I thought Hamer had just headed it in, like, but no.
Yeah,
it
with my real eyes, I thought he'd gone straight
and
in.
And it went in off one of our best players this season. the old OG, the old GOAT.
Yeah, he is the GOAT this season, isn't he? Yeah, but... Yeah, so McAtee would have been sensible, really, waiting for the guy who'd just give it him to get right over to that post and put it. But they were queuing up. I say queuing up, a two man queue. skipped it, yeah. Just heard him say that. And good. Awful goal.
And then he got injured, had to go off, he got cramped heading in. But then he made the changes and he put McBurney on, which I'll find with that, but he put a Sula on and he sort of shuffled things around. And again, some of his subs this year. But to be fair, even after that, McBurney had that an half chance where he played it across. And it, like for 10 minutes, Klopp were looking a bit worried. It was quite amusing watching Klopp's like, and I just kept saying, just take it to 80, like take it, you know, do it in instalments. Stuff. No, they didn't. They were about 75, but they've not had. I think he'd made one decent save that Van Dijk header sort of palm round. The goal itself, Armour Hodgic maybe could have done better, but he just sort of cleared. I thought McBurney was poor, he just sleeping. It's not a bad shot.
Gary McAllister found top corner. It's, in a way, it's lucky. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's hit it well, but for it to go sort of.
McAllister.
Postage stamp, piss logo thing right in the very top corner. Even a good goalkeeper, even a competent goalkeeper's not going to save that, and obviously we've not got that. So,
it's a brilliant goal, and that was kind of it after that. We didn't really threaten in particular, and then they scored a late goal. Obviously, the man, I've got his name, Dutch guy, peeled off on Osborne.
Peeled off on Osborne. That sounds horrible.
At the far post, netted in. We've done all right. Both games against Liverpool and City, we've sort of had losses like where we've done okay, easily lost, but done it like not embarrassed ourselves.
I can't stop thinking what he's peeling off.
Gakpo is his name. Gakpo peeling off.
Is his skin like sunburn or something?
Yeah, he might be staying at Aussie for a while.
It's fine. He's never really let us down, and he's possibly even the best bloody option at left back at the minute. So
I thought, I mean, we'll come on Chelsea. Well, now I thought he played pretty well against Chelsea midfield as well. You didn't go to Chelsea, did you? The home game.
I did not. I think I mentioned this on the previous pod, but last ice hockey game at season for Mrs. Obviously, we've got to share childcare duties, and with it being the last game of the season, she got precedence. And because we stupid kickoff time, moving it for telly is bad enough. Moving it, marathon. Obviously, because of their midweek games, I guess.
And then postponed the marathon as well because the wind.
Wind?
Yeah, he was in doubt on the morning.
It's a wind.
Yeah, because it's windy and they're running up a road and might blow them over.
Pathetic. But
we did go ahead.
That was just a cock-up all around. When they moved it to that time, everyone's like, well, you do know marathons are.
It is bad to run in wind, though.
Of course it is.
If you've got wind, it's bad to run.
Yeah, every step, a little pop. Running in wind is shocking, but you wouldn't just
spend moving like a moving a kick-off time is worse.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah,
Sky, was it?
No, I've got my sources, haven't I? you're pretty good multiple choice source as well. You could watch it with foreign commentary, watch it with English commentary.
What about the game?
I watched the game. Again, really enjoyed it.
I think that's, again, I'm sort of stealing what Ben and Roy said on Blazeball, but I thought that was the best game, maybe even the season. I know we've won games, but like we played a good team. I know they were crap and they were tossing it off. They didn't really care, but we gave them a really good game. We were in it. I thought we were probably a better team, like over the course of the game. So. It started really badly, 15 minutes, like just like sat off, and there's this plan now, isn't it, almost like we'll just defend and not. Please don't concede because we'll get hammered if we concede, which I kind of get, but like there was a bit too much respect given to them. We didn't really create much. I mean, the goal itself is just appalling.
Is this now three of the opening goals in four games have been near post-ish corners completely
marked? No, because the goalie kicked one off that striker.
Three out of four games, though.
Sorry.
Possibly. Nearish post corners.
I mean,
completely unmarked.
There was a bit of a block off, but come on, Trusty, you've got to do better than that.
Yeah, like, Burnley were quite close, aren't they?
I think Trusty's man. I'm all for scapegoating, and he's got to do better there. And he just kicks it down. Again, I thought, is that a foul or something? I'm like, no, it's just a really shit defensive goal to concede. And they 1-0 up, and I just thought they're just going to sort it to a comfortable 2-3-0 win. But we sort of grew into it sort of towards the end of the first half, and Hamer had a shot, and we'd looked all right, and we were getting Boga quite far forward, and the goal itself. I know I've criticised Hamer, but he's really played well the last few games, and a really excellent threaded through ball through players' legs.
Yeah.
And Boga was in, and I were crossing because they were like two men in box. Yeah. Harrison Diaz, I think McBurney, like just play it, and then I scored. And that was bad goalkeeping.
Poor goalkeeping, but fairly good choice by Boga. Kind of, because I watched it a few times on replay. I think he meant to do it. He meant to put it in that general area.
Possibly, but it's in, and we won one, and looking good. And I thought second half we came out, and the first 10-15, I thought we were really good. Like Hamer had that shot wide, we had a few other chances. They just didn't seem bothered. And I said to Andy, I said we're going to win this. If we keep going, they are not interested. Palmer has been their best player. I know he got man of match on some of it. Like he weren't really. Yeah, he weren't really. I think he had an assist and a couple of shots, but I don't think he was particularly a threat in the game. Not held by Fab Robinson, like cut him in two at one point.
I made that tweet. You know, we had the throttling incident in a couple of previous games that have gone unpunished, and I put that daft tweet out saying. Robinson needs to strangle Palmer just to see what had happened. Part way into the game, he must have gone, what was that thing about doing something on Palmer? I know, I'll just sigh through the middle of it. It must have been that.
I think
it should have gone.
Yeah, I think that's a red. Some of the tackles we've seen this season, but got away with it. But then we sort of sat after that point. I don't like that didn't seem to help. It was almost like we kind of sat off, and they had a sort of decent sort of 5-10 minute, had a couple of efforts, but I mean the goal itself, Trusty's got to do better. He's got to get tighter on him, not bring him inside where he can have a shot, but I mean it's obviously got a deflection, hasn't it?
That's what you said. It's when I realised, I thought that must have got a deflection, man. It didn't look like it did.
No.
But I just thought I must have seen it wrong.
Well, it was a taking the knee day, wasn't it? But I think you realised an hour too late.
Yeah, that's his thought process, isn't it? It just finally got up there an hour later.
I don't know what his IQ is, but I can't imagine it. Is that harsh to say? I don't know.
Just say thick.
Well, you said it. And it's all right, like sometimes anticipating a shot, sometimes you see goalies anticipate free kicks, don't you? It's not like if he'd have put it right in the near post and covered that bit and just leaning to the right looking for the shot in the far post, but he blasted it into the middle of the goal.
He's blasted it roughly where his shoulder should have been. Yeah. If it had not gone down on one knee, he should have just been able to raise his left hand and sort of hit it. But he didn't. He'd sort of already gone down on his knee and left a massive hole that straight down middle of the net. And first replay, I thought, oh no, it has gone straight in. And angle at replay must have been a bit funny because I gone, it must have been right in near post, and it's terrible to get beat on your near post, but it does happen. Then it showed you the angle directly behind there.
middle. It's like, he weren't even high up that much. He was like middle of goal.
He was just above his head. Yeah, so it's like, he, like I say, if he'd raise his left arm, head high, he'd just hit his hand. But
someone's got a lovely photo of his face though.
Really?
No, I'm saying that.
Oh, right, I see what you're saying. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Who was it who scored?
I don't even know, to be honest. You're doing well, like, I can remember games. The other thing about us...
Was it Joe Cole?
Joe Cole, assisted by,
like,
Wayne Bridge.
I know people were saying, like, oh, they've got this player and this player. I don't know, they've cost, like... obviously no Palmer. And this is terrible. Like, doing pockets, you should know who your players are. And I know a few of their players. Like, I know, like... Cachido, was that his name?
Quesada.
He cost a lot. Gallagher obviously come through and plays for England. And is it Fernandez?
I can hear the drums, Fernandez.
These names are probably made up, but he cost a lot of money. They said, like, their midfield, like 300, 400 million combined. And this is an opportune point to say what a good game Arblaster had again.
Yeah.
Really good.
Although, there were a period where I was looking after Young and Hills, as previously mentioned, and I thought Arblaster had a really good game to the, like, middle of the second half. But then there were a period where I had 15 minutes where I was having to chase Young and around, and every time I looked at telly, he did something shit, which in isolation, like, they were probably the only shit things he did all game.
I can't remember him doing anything.
Yeah, he one of them, they nearly scored. He gave the ball away, but he made up for it. He got back.
I will say about him, which I love, and it's a bit like, you know, I've been critical of Hamer, but I will say he does this. But Arblaster's done it, but he's also done it a lot more. He's more involved. He's always trying to play a forward pass.
Yes.
He gets it, and he goes on the half turn. The listener,
he did air quotes,
and he tries to go forward. He might give it away a few times, but the thing I like about him, and I've got an idea that he might. I've got the idea, everyone's got the idea that he's going to be a good player, is he knows where to pick ball up. He gets into those areas, like, where, like, he knows where it's going to be, and then
the simple thing is just dropping off and making himself available, which none of our midfielders ever do.
He plays passes at a really good weight. He's just a good footballer, and I think the thing about him is it's not like you say, oh, he's a brilliant dribbler, he's going to score goals, he's going to assist loads, he's going to do this, he's going to defend. He's just very good at lots and lots of things, like a proper midfielder who can pass it, he can run up and down, he can tackle, he can block, you know, he can penetrate, he can do a bit of everything.
He can penetrate. With potentially got a really good player there.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to get too good, because I remember Brooks, like, everyone, like, I saw Sabers, like, when you were interviewing that Brooks, I was like, Andre, I could have sandwiched you all day long. He's cockney. He's cockney, isn't he? That's a bad Sabers impression. Yeah. But you know what I mean? He does that where, and then he did the same with that, Ollie. I mean, they've gone about Chelsea midfielders. You, Ollie. Have you seen the interview?
It's more like actual Betis.
I told you, I'm not on impressions. I've got other talents. Don't know what they are, but write in if you know who Betis talents. I don't, because, like, they go too far, don't they? They do with Brooks, and then Brooks has dropped off a little bit. Yeah, you know, the young players, let's not put him under too much pressure.
Which is why I said we've potentially got a good... Because 4 or 5 games... You can't really rate him on that. If you were going to rate him on that, you'd be saying we've potentially got one of the best ever.
If he plays like that at the end of the season, we'll sell him, because someone will come in
I mentioned it on the last podcast when it can't be against Liverpool, because it was last podcast.
Yeah, Fulham.
Watching it with Mrs. and she said, it was this guy, how much are you going to sell him for? She knows nothing about football, but she knows we're a selling club, and it's probably going to happen, isn't it? But enjoy him while you can, if he carries on like this.
Seems a really nice guy, Blades fan as well. And I think I've said this on the pod, I watched him play for the under-18s years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, because he's not that old. And they played Wednesday up at Shirecliffe, and they won, I think, 2-1 or 3-1. And he was captain, Blades fan, full time whistle went, and he shouted really loudly before he even shook any player's hands. He went, "Fucking Sheffield's red and white." And that just always stuck in my mind, like with his fist in air, like, really annoyed up Wednesday players and fans. And he were a bit kind of like, you know, like, but I loved that.
Good.
Absolutely loved it.
Having said that, he's a Blades fan, all that. But in his interview with Sabs, he did say, "I want to be a 70 million midfielder."
Is he Brummie?
That I just went a bit wrong. But so yeah, Betis deserved that. Going, oh, so do we.
Brincy, really into me. He's talking himself up. It was really good. But yeah, after we went 2-1 down, I just thought, oh, we're just going to count. But I thought we kept going. We stuck on. And for once, I think his changes kind of worked. He made some changes. I can't remember him, but he did make some changes that improved us, I think.
Who did
we
bring
on? Archer.
Yeah, he brought Archer. Which, yeah.
And I can't remember who else he brought on. He put Osborne left back. Well, Susan, to be fair, he was involved in the goal. He sort of recycled it. Yeah. It didn't have a vape in his hand this time. If anybody's seen the video, the pictures of him out, not there's anything wrong with vaping per se. But,
well, no one knows yet. There's not been long term studies into the long term.
Tell you what, that's been though. Long term studies in drinking, smoking, and having carveries that Hamer does is probably not the best diet for a professional footballer.
I'm all for it. Going back to him, you know, obviously you've never not been his best fan.
He's played really well recently.
All season I've said he's the one that, you know, Robinson's by far being the best player. Outside of sort of him and, well, him. he's been my next favourite because he tries to do stuff. He tries to run, despite all the boos and all the pies. He runs back, he covers.
To be more involved. There's been games where he's just been anonymous, and I think the last four or five I've seen him like every few minutes. Oh, he's on the ball again. Oh, he's on to it.
And you know why that is? Because who's playing inside of him?
It's
nothing to do with him being enabled to play because he's got better players around him. Yeah, it's your comments.
So we kept going, and I'd have been. I think Wilder. Wilder always said he's got two comments. He says at the moment. He does the
one is everything's too woke.
he's using the word narrative all the time. And then he also says, like, when he's talking about something that's happened, everyone at the football club. That's what he uses all the time.
He always has done with that one.
Everyone at the football club.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Brian's Gunn hasn't done a football club one because he would feature
everyone at the football club. He needs to do narrative. Right? Wilder was on one fairly recently, weren't he?
He was, yeah.
He
was practically about Wilder, weren't he?
Yeah, but I can't remember which one it was.
Football club man.
But kept going. Sort of ball came in and I said to you earlier about Chelsea's like mentality to that game. It was a bit like us. We've been this season just not winning the key things. And there was three or four things they should have won the headers, won the challenges. Hamer won a header, then Archer won a header. Just done the back.
He did two lots of little eyebrows. Yeah.
One this week on Brian's Gun eyebrow.
Got the nod.
And they were literally queuing up to put that one in.
They were, yeah.
Like two or three, I think, and Bernie Anil and possibly another one.
Yuri Idols.
Ah, all right, mate.
Yeah, man, I'm going to stick it in, Yuri Idols,
aren't I? Beautiful finish. Well, bouncing ball, five yards for a card. Like the guy,
beautiful finish. Stuck his foot out. Kicked it in from 6 yards.
I didn't think it was offside. You know, like the time you have a kind realized of good reaction. Thing, yeah. And like, Bob weren't there, Andy were there. And Andy were like, I might be. And I was like, I don't think it is. Like, you just get a feel for it or something. And they did the check, but like, it was.
I thought with my real eyes and real brain, which garbage I got. There was nothing wrong with it, but I thought they'll find something. They'll look for something and find something.
And even after that, we scored and we had that attack and really annoyed me. I mean, there's an argument whether it was handball or not, and it possibly was, but like coming together, Hamer and Kishida was that I called
Kachoro.
Him. Kachoro. Kachoro came together and he was just like shot and he just fell down and handballed it. Probably a penalty that.
Every time I've watched it, I've given a foul all the way. You know, he did. Because he looked for man.
If you were a ref, that's probably what you would do for a defensive team at that point.
And the problem is, ball's up in air and he spends a lot of time looking at the man, which always makes you think he's just going to go for the man. So
I think if he'd have given a penalty there, I don't think it would have got...
It wouldn't have got overturned because it weren't clear and obvious. But, like I say, every replay I've watched from different angles, it's fouled that way. Oh, no, actually, it's fouled that way. So,
It was a good game. Good game. Good point. And we were competitive and we had a go, and I mean, it's not going to make much difference. Like you said, we could have won the last three, but we perhaps could have lost the last three with possession and things like that as well. Yeah. So we probably got about what we've deserved in the games where we have drawn Bournemouth, Fulham and Chelsea. But I mean, it's too little too late. We are going to go down, but it's just nice, like today, like we're going to a game we're not thinking we're going to get absolutely hammered.
Yeah, drinking wise, we're going to, aren't we? Lads. But no, I've said it on my shitty show and view. Not shitty show and view. Me that's shitty. My shitty show and view preview. My shitty preview that was on the show and view. I basically said, we're going to an away game. We're normally just thinking about what we can get out of the day booze wise. But today I'm also actually looking forward to watching football as well. Because it's been good last
week. They've got some Andy forwards though, haven't they?
Andy forward.
They've got. That one from that Jar Jar Binks, Vissa.
Vissa gonna score some, my God.
And Bueno.
He's very Kinder Bueno. But Ivan Tony will be too busy watching Grand National.
I've had a couple of dabbles on the National, but just random horses with funny names.
Write in and tell us your funny names.
But I think that's about it. We might do one after the gate, depending on what.
We'll try to, won't we? We'll try and do something. This is nearly an hour. Sorry.
We need to get going. Sorry. We need to find some of these.
We need to find this brewery place. So anyway. I'll upload this on the hoof. Prediction, actually. We might stop doing that.
Lose 3-1.
Lose 2-1. But I think it's going to be good. A good loss. Yuri Idols.